It's Wednesday, and it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature Soup Grant Lansing, which hosts dinner events to raise micro-grants for community organizations. Joel Meredith and Heather Borden help run Soup Grant Lansing. The pair stopped by to tell us more about their organization. Heather, the founder of the event, explains where the idea for Soup Grant Lansing came from.
I was watching PBS. I saw a special on Soup Detroit. I think they call it Sunday Soup there. And they basically outlined the idea and showed how much impact they were making in their community. I thought it was a great idea. So I'm a longtime Lansing resident, and I wanted to bring the idea home.
And Joel, help us understand how the events work.
Well, at the events, people come in, pay $5 at the door, and the $5 will get you a vote. As people gather, they can help themselves to soup and bread. They can meet new people, bring friends along. And after people have had the chance to eat, we have a range of presenters, usually two or three, who will get up and explain a project that they're working on here in the Lansing community. After the presentations are through, we have voting. People vote on the project that they like the best, and the $5 that they give at the door will go towards a micro grant that we give away that night that will go and support their project.
So an immediate effect. People make their pitches, and then they find out that night whether they could get the money or not.
Absolutely.
This is a unique approach. I don't think I've ever heard of anything quite like this.
Yeah, it is a pretty unique approach. I like it because it's unbureaucratic. Anyone can apply. It doesn't have to be a nonprofit even. So if you have a good idea, you feel like it'll make a positive impact in your community, you can write a short little grant and present it and potentially walk home with some cash for it.
Heather, when did you launch Soup Grant Lansing?
I think it was this last August, 2013, was our first one, I believe. And, we've made some changes since the first one, but overall the concept has remained just the same. We've moved to a new location, but...
Have you outgrown your last one? Have you seen growth since you started?
We've seen a bit of growth, particularly when Joel joined the team in October. Then we started seeing some exponential growth in attendance because he's kind of been our brains online. He's doing all of our social media.
Ah, okay. So, why did you decide to join, Joel?
Well, like Heather, I'd heard of Detroit Soup as well and was really intrigued by the idea. And I was out for dinner one night with my partner at Fork in the Road and saw a poster for Soup Grant Lansing and thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder if they've got something like Detroit Soup here in Lansing. So we went. I met Heather. I met her mom, who makes all of our soups at Soup Grant. And I volunteered myself that night.
What are some of the organizations or projects that have been pitched at your event so far?
We've had a lot of really good ideas. We had a prescription... A plan to get non-prescription vitamins and supplements to elderly community members who didn't have insurance coverage for them and couldn't afford them on their own. They got funded. We've had local gardens who needed funds to continue having utilities in their gardens that feed community members. Joel had a backpack program idea that didn't get funded, but is still being supported by the community of Soup Grants. So it's kind of sometimes even the ideas that don't get funded end up somehow being supported.
Hmm. Have you followed up to see the impact some of the grants have had on the recipients?
Yeah, we're always in the process of following up. Joel is pretty much the one handling that. We had a Little Free Libraries grant that came through that got funded, and they've got big plans for the spring. They found another community organization that wanted to do the same idea, and they've partnered up to kind of double the impact of the money. So, and lots of other ideas are in the works right now, like that prescription program.
Any other funding besides the $5 that the participants come to the door with?
Right now we're working on a campaign on Indiegogo to support some of the work that we're doing. Indiegogo is a crowdsourced funding website that you can use to bring donations to your project through the website Indiegogo. And right now what we're using that for is we have a very gracious host in Grace Lutheran ELCA over on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and we wanted to be able to give back in some way to them. So we have this campaign running through March 9th that is raising some extra funds, because all the money that we raise at the event goes towards the micro grants.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to that, we'd like to have a little bit of extra cash so we can support our host. We have a logo makeover contest going on right now, because when I came on board in October, I made the logo myself on Microsoft Paint. I'm not much of a designer. So
already in need of a makeover.
Yes, already. Yes, absolutely. And we want to support local designers and local talent, and not just be giving money to charities, not just be giving money to neighborhood organizations, but also be supporting the local talent here and the artists here in the Lansing community as well.
So beyond providing the micro grants, Joel, it sounds like the events also foster relationships within the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
You have a dinner coming up tomorrow night. What are some of the projects that will be pitched tomorrow?
On Thursday, it's every third Thursday, you're right. Tomorrow night we are going to be hosting three project ideas. This will be our first time having three ideas. One is Grammy's Goodies from the Bath Farmers Market. And then we also have, Joel, help me out, I can't remember.
We also have a new food interest group called Midmitten. It's Midmitten
Homemade.
Midmitten Homemade, which is promoting the local food scene and promoting bringing different ethnic perspectives, different cultural perspectives into locally sourced food, and educating people on how to better take care of themselves and prepare their own food. So that's the second one. And then the third one we have is actually Advent House Ministries here in Lansing. And they're presenting on their weekend programs, which go to help children in the area get three meals a day, have some sort of weekend programming so that they have support when they're not in school.
And do you want to tell them about the backpack? We have a concurrent backpack project happening tomorrow night. We're accepting donations tomorrow night for the backpacks for the homeless project that Joel started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
He doesn't have to, because you just did.
Okay.
So well done. You're spending your own time and money on this project. Why is it important for you to host these events?
For me, it's I guess it's kind of a ministry for me. I love food. I really love soup. It's my favorite food. And I like connecting to the community. I really believe that there's more power in the people coming together. So it was just kind of a way to make a venue for that. Joel, what do you think?
I'd echo all those ideas. I'm new to the area. I'm originally from Grand Rapids. I just moved here in August. So for me, it's also a social aspect, that it's a way for me to meet new people, find people who have common interests, and just bring people with great ideas together. That's been a lot of fun.
We were talking briefly about the Detroit variation on this project, and that is huge. Would you like to get that big here in Lansing?
I think so.
It's hundreds of people who show up at these events, right?
Well, the great thing about the Detroit project is, and they're one of the biggest in the nation, I believe, their grants are thousands of dollars, which can have a great impact. Larger projects and ideas can be funded. And although I really like the small projects and the impact that we're making with just a little bit of money, I think it'd be great to make an even bigger impact in some ways.
Heather Borden and Joel Meredith are part of Soup Grant Lansing. Their next event starts at 6:30 tomorrow night at Grace Lutheran Church. Great to meet you, and best of luck to both of you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much.
We know there are great people and organizations out there that are doing great work, but we can't possibly know about all of them, which is why we need your help. If you know of a person or organization who is doing great work in the community, let Neighbors in Action know. Send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.